Alaska Buds has cleared the first hurdle on its way to becoming Bethel's first cannabis shop. Last night, the Bethel Planning Commission granted the store a conditional use permit, saying that it met with the city's land use requirements, despite many community members speaking against allowing the store to have a permit. Bethel City Hall saw quite the turnout for a Planning Commission meeting at the first public hearing on the conditional use permit for Alaska Buds, a marijuana store. Planning Director Betsy Jumper found that Nick Miller's application for the store, located in a commercial and rental part of town, met with the city's basic land use zoning requirements and recommended approval. But when public testimony came, 8 people in total raised concerns about youth, public health, and morality. Here's Kuskokwim Learning Academy teacher Daniel Craven.
This plan does not address the welfare of our youth. Kids go to the barbershop all the time. Our youth are using this already at a rate that is detrimental to their health. And I'm seeing it in students who are withdrawing, who are going to mental health services, who are struggling. And so I strongly encourage you to consider this decision for our youth.
Lower Kuskokwim School District Safety Coordinator Perry Barr also raised concerns for youth, but also said it's a, quote, rotten location, to put it bluntly.
While I'm getting a haircut, I don't want to smell marijuana. When I'm getting a filling, I don't want to smell marijuana either. So I think this is a very bad place. But again, I'm also against the introduction of marijuana into our retail shop, into our community.
Joel Thomas with LKSD's residential program works with over 80 students a year coming in from villages. He thinks having such a store there would give the wrong message to young people.
You see a store and you begin to think, oh, it's socially acceptable. And the students don't understand the reality of how that will impact them legally. And I just would like to reduce the availability of marijuana on their behalf and not increase it so that they can be more successful.
Former City Council member and chairman of the Alaska Marijuana Control Board, Mark Springer, also spoke, but only addressed the process of regulation for legal sales.
The cannabis industry in this state, cultivation, sale, the testing is highly regulated by our board. We have a very robust set of regulations. We have a very strong enforcement arm.
There are more regulatory steps for the license to go through. The majority of the Planning Commission felt the decision about whether Bethel should have a shop would be best left up to the City Council. The Commission did have concerns about adequate parking. The final vote to grant the conditional use permit was 4-1. With members Scott Campbell and Shadi Rabi absent, Lauren Bradbury casting the opposing vote, saying he was concerned about the overall community impact of a marijuana shop. Nick Miller, who also serves as the industry representative on the Marijuana Control Board, will now wait for the February 22nd meeting for final application approval. If that comes through, the Bethel City Council will have 60 days to protest or take no action. It is certain to come up for more public comment. Miller has 18 months to comply with the additional requirements of the conditional use permit, including marked parking spaces and extra lot lighting. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.